Today is Tuesday, the 30th of June, in the 13th week of Ordinary Time. The community of Tese sing Nada te turbe. Let nothing trouble you or make you afraid. Those who have God will lack nothing. God alone is enough. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
And when Jesus got into the boat, his disciples followed him. A gale arose on the lake, so great that the boat was being swamped by the waves, but he was asleep. And they went and woke him up, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, you of little faith?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a dead calm. They were amazed, saying, "What sort of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?"
Jesus' reaction in this story is hard to understand. He doesn't seem that bothered about the storm raging on the sea, but he's really surprised by the terror and panic of his friends. How come they don't see that they're totally safe with him around? The sea could be seen as a symbol of the chaos out of which God creates the world, the disorder the world often reverts to. How do you react to the little chaoses that come into your life? Do you panic like the disciples? Or put up defences? Or resign yourself to the inevitable? Or do you put all your trust in the Lord? Now imagine yourself in that situation which threatened you, as you listen to the reading again. Jesus is there with you this time. Tell him, "Lord, save me, I'm going down." Now listen to what he says. See what he does.
And when Jesus got into the boat, his disciples followed him. A gale arose on the lake, so great that the boat was being swamped by the waves, but he was asleep. And they went and woke him up, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, you of little faith?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea. And there was a dead calm. They were amazed, saying, "What sort of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?"
Notice where you felt drawn to the Lord in this prayer. Perhaps you felt drawn to the God who will not let you be lost. You might want to speak to Jesus, hand over some of your worries and insecurities, and give him thanks for all he is to you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.